It's music here from Brent Jones. It's called Nothing Else Matters. Got me singing and dancing and clapping along to the song in studio with my guest, the one and only Dr. Pearl Coupe.
Hey, you weren't the only one singing and dancing. I was bopping my head
together. We're having a mini concert in studio.
Yes.
Oh, Dr. Pearl, welcome back.
Thank you. Always great to be in studio.
We missed you last week. You're out doing ministry work as always.
Yes, I missed you guys. And
so we are happy that you got to come and join us once again. And we're absolutely looking forward to the Pearl of Wisdom for today.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back. Thank you.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, today I wanted to start a series on false accusation as I pray. Because, you know, I normally like to pray before coming here. It's not just about, you know, talking about issues, but I like to ask God, what do you want me to say? And I think we should adopt that as a principle in our lives, to say, God, you know, what do you want me to say? What, how do you want to use me? Be that pliable vessel and instrument before God. So today, you know, when I was praying and asking, what should we say today? I just really strongly sensed that there's some people undergoing false accusation.
Sure.
And I wanted to just share some principles on false accusation. Some people are just like really upset. And the level of false accusation I just sense is such that it is really hurtful and very harmful.
Very depressing.
I just almost see some people there who are under the weight of that false accusation. It's literally like weighing them down because their character has been maligned. And, you know, and there are people out there who really stand for righteousness, and there's some lies that have been said about them, and they've been falsely accused. So I wanted to do this, you know, to encourage them. And I really feel like there are a lot of people out there who are feeling
and
the weight.
And it's so hurtful. It finds you minding your own business, trying to serve the Lord. And then there comes this thing to try to shake you up, disturb you, distract you.
Absolutely.
And hurt you.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's the purpose of it all. Mm-hmm. And so I want us just to talk a little bit about false accusation. I'll mention a couple of things. And in the coming weeks, we're going to talk about how do we respond to false accusation.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my greatest heroes, and we'll talk about him later, who responded so elegantly and kind of gave us a template in terms of how to respond, is Joseph. I mean, you want to talk about false accusation. He got it really, really bad.
Yeah.
So let's just open up with some preliminary remarks on false accusation. And the first thing I want to say, I mean, I don't know about you, Z, but I've been falsely accused. Have you?
I have.
Yeah.
Oh.
for me, let me tell you something.
Oh, Dr.
For me, it's like a constant thing.
Oh.
It's like a constant thing. I'm just like, I think I'm on the on the top of the list when the devil's like on his false accusation kind of things. I go through it every now and then. And I remember really like complaining to God at one point. I was really upset. I'm like, God, why do I have to go through this all the time, every time? And sometimes there are people who will even blast me on social media, you know, because there are people who like attention. And they think that if I can falsely accuse somebody maybe who has a platform, then it'll draw attention. They're attention seekers who will try and falsely accuse you to draw attention to themselves.
And it's so sad how people find that so easy to do.
Yeah.
And they have no idea the damage and the pain it causes to the next person.
It's a lot of damage. I mean, do you know that people have committed suicide?
Yes.
Literally. There are people whose lives were shattered. There are marriages that were broken because of false information out there. And people got divorced and all sorts of things. There are people who've lost jobs because of false accusation.
Yeah.
So it's a very serious thing. We must really be very prayerful and intentional about the words that we use, knowing that we can destroy somebody's life.
Yeah.
So I've been falsely accused. And as a lawyer, you know, and we know about defamation of character, many, many times I've wanted to resort to that. And God has many, many oftentimes told me, just wait, just chill. But, you know, as I say, if there is a responsibility, if there's information that's out there that requires you to respond, Mm-hmm. You may have to respond, mm-hmm. but you must respond truthfully.
Yes.
And you must respond in love.
Yeah.
Not vindictively with an act of revenge,
mm-hmm.
but the response must always be truthful.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a requirement for you publicly, maybe you're a public figure, and things are being put out there and you're being asked questions and now you have to set the record straight, then you have to do it. But we don't respond out of being vindictive or out of revenge or anything like that.
Sure.
So I definitely have been, you know, a victim of false accusation. And the first thing I want to say about false accusation as somebody who's gone through it and as somebody who will continue to go through it, because I'm still telling you this story of one day when I was still complaining before God, like, Marawai, Marawai.
Yeah.
Why? Repeat on every year, Marawai. Then the Lord showed me that scripture in Revelation, which talks about the accuser of the brethren.
Ooh.
And it says that he's standing day and night accusing.
Mm.
Day and night. Can you imagine? So let's look at how many days there are in a year. 365 or 66 days.
Yeah.
Now, day and night. So every day and every night, you multiply that by two, let's say.
Sure.
So you could be accused, you know, over 700 times a year, basically.
Mm.
You could, this one day God said to me, he said, you're complaining about false accusation that happens once or twice a year. And then God says to me, do you know that the devil actually accuses you every day?
Sure.
And so if you only feel the brunt of it once or twice a year, who do you think has been blocking all the other false accusations that the enemy has tried to bring about you?
God.
That silenced me. I stopped complaining.
Mm.
I was like, okay, God, if it's just one or two that have come through
and
you've been blocking all the others, then let me be thankful.
Exactly.
And I realized that God allows a couple to go through. Why? Because he said, count it a pure joy.
Mm.
When we go through, you know, tests and trials, those are the pains and trials that grow us.
Yeah.
They stretch our faith. They grow our faith muscles. They test our character so that we can be provoked, you know, to and into that place of learning how to love our enemies instead of hate them.
Yes.
So you're not going to learn how to love your enemies unless you have provocative.
It is one thing that will train you in character.
Absolutely.
It will train.
Absolutely. That's when you'll become mature. And so that's one. So the first thing I want to say about it is false accusation. It's not how we as believers behave. It's the modus operandi of the devil, because that's what he said. Revelations 12:10 says it describes him as the accuser of brethren. So that's his DNA. That's his DNA. It is the nature of the devil. It's how he operates. As children of God, we do not operate like that. And I'm saying this to anybody who, you know, is not careful about the words that they say. Let's examine our words. Let's evaluate them. Let's not be quick to accuse people of what we don't know.
Come on,
just because we saw it on social media. There's a lot of fake news out there. So do your research. Ask yourself, even if it's necessary, even if it's true, is it necessary to repeat?
Mm.
Unless you're out there protecting or saving lives, the information may be saving lives, then it may not even be necessary for us to repeat it. So let's know, beloveds out there, sons of God do not operate in that way. We do not go around spreading false accusation about people. And if you allow yourself to be used by the devil to make false accusation, just remember Haman. You know, he falsely accused Mordecai. Falsely accused him, and look where he ended up. Bible says, he who digs a pit shall
fall into it.
Boy, did Haman ever fall into that pit. He dug a pit hoping that Mordecai would fall in it. A noose. And guess what? He fell in his own noose. So don't dig pits of false accusation that you will end up falling in yourself. So that's the first thing that I wanted us to say. So the devil is the accuser of brethren. And that scripture says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down. He who accuses them before our God day and night. So I just want to say that again, repeat. When we falsely accuse others, it means we've taken on the nature of the devil. That's his job. That's his mandate. That's his assignment. And know that the accuser of the brethren is, will be, and is going to be thrown down. So don't join the devil and be his assistant, because every accuser of the brethren will be thrown down. Don't partake in that, because you're going to go down. You're going to go down. So, yeah, that's the one thing. True and submitted believers, we do not participate in false accusation. Mm-hmm. We do not accuse our neighbors falsely. In fact, the Bible describes those who do it and pass on false rumors. It describes them as evil.
Yo.
So it's an evil thing to go around spreading false rumors, false accusations. Exodus 20:16 says, do not testify falsely against your neighbor.
Yeah.
Exodus 23:1 says, you must not pass along false rumors.
Mm-hmm.
You must not cooperate with evil people by lying on the witness stand.
Mm.
So when we go around making false accusations, passing information that is untested, that is unreliable, it means we've cooperated with the devil.
Amen.
And Deuteronomy 5:20 says, do not give dishonest testimony against your neighbor, and do not contend. Proverbs 3:30, do not contend with a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Yeah, don't be fighting other people's battles and taking on false rumors. And that person has never done anything to you.
No, doctor, I feel like this is a conversation we need to have for weeks, because there is a lot to unpack about this. Like,
yeah, there's a lot.
It is so much. I mean, even the root cause of why you end up accusing people, the jealousy sometimes that drives you to that, the envy, all of those kind of things. We need to be able to handle that temptation when it comes, because that's what tempts us at times to just start false accusations about other people.
And this last scripture that we've written, it talks that we just read now, it talks about, do not contend with somebody who has done you no harm.
Nothing.
So sometimes, Z, we inherit other people's wars.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll see somebody like not speaking to me for no reason. Somebody I'm like, we were cool. There was no fight, nothing.
Yeah.
Until I realized that somebody else, maybe, you know, there was an issue that maybe I had to deal with that issue. And I realized, oh, this person was that person's friend.
Mm-hmm.
So they've inherited the war. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, listen, this person and I are probably going to make up. How are you going to just inherit?
Even when we resolve, what are we resolving? Because I did nothing to you. You just inherited
somebody's war. And now you started use people.
I've got some messages on WhatsApp. Comment just saying, this is such a wonderful conversation to hear. Mm-hmm. Double-edged sword. And somebody also saying, Dr. Pearl, you were praying for me at Moraleta yesterday morning.
Oh, wonderful.
Says, I didn't even know why things were not okay with me. But now I know it's all the false accusations that people don't like me for who I am. So thank you for this message.
Amazing.
See how it can affect us.
Yeah.
But once we at least know what is troubling us, then we're able to, which is what we're going to talk about next week. How do you respond
to
false accusations?
Right, right.
Sure. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearl.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Great.